got in.
Yeah, you ready?
About 2 hours. So if you can get
this is John. It's the Bank of Cardiff.
Today, that way, probably tomorrow I might be able to.
You spell it CARDIFF, like Frank Frank.
Hello.
Hey, is Henry in?
Speaking.
Hey, Henry, it's Nico at the Bank of Cardiff. How you been?
I'm all right.
Yeah, I don't know if you remember, but we spoke back in June about some of the programs that we had to offer, the equipment financing and working capital, but you said you didn't have anything at the time and to follow up towards the end of the year, so it's kind of what I'm doing, just, you know, seeing how business has been, see if you guys have anything coming up where we can help out.
Well, I really, you know, we're steady, but I haven't decided to buy anything this year.
Okay, is there, I think last time when I had asked you, you mainly kind of sit down and look at the books towards the end of the year to see if you're looking to bring something on, maybe for tax purposes, kind of get some write-offs, you know?
Yeah, it probably it's not going to happen this year.
Okay, is there a reason for that?
Well, just, cash flow is kind of tight.
Mm-hmm. Right, no, I completely understand. A lot of my clients right now, they're in the machine shop industry and the manufacturing industry, and they all say the same thing. It's like, I'm possibly looking to bring something on. It just depends on how the year's end looks, if I'm going to get some more orders in. Do you have any, like, major projects coming up that might require some additional cash?
No, not right now.
Okay. Okay. Does it typically, I guess for the businesses, do you guys typically pick up towards the end of the year?
Yeah. We, in years past we have.
Mm-hmm. Now, kind of out of my own curiosity here, is there something on your wish list that you would like to, you know, add on to the business? We have you already pre-approved for the equipment and working capital for $250,000. So, I mean, do you have something that you've, you know, wanted to get for the business that could help it out?
Well, there's always things I'd like, but, to get them is another thing, so that's why I haven't really considered it this year, so.
Okay. Well, what exactly do you have on your wish list? Is it a new CNC machine?
Oh, yeah.
You're just kind of waiting to see when business starts to pick back up?
Yeah, just to see if everything connects, you know.
Right. It is, kind of refresh my memory, but are you guys just a normal job shop, or do you guys service, like, a particular industry?
Job.
Just a job shop. So when the work comes in, that's typically what you do, like, you got some projects that people come to you to do?
Yeah.
Right. How do you guys, I guess, get through this, like, slow time? Because I'm hearing a bunch of different ways that a lot of my clients are trying to push themselves out of this little rut that they found themselves in. Do you guys do anything differently? Maybe shift your focus a little bit, or
cut back.
Sorry, what was that?
Cut back where we don't need it, you know.
Right. Did you have to lay off some personnel?
I haven't so far. So.
That's good. I think that's always kind of like a last resort, but some businesses say that's always the first to go.
Yeah, you're welcome to check back with me,
Okay. Do you have an email address? I don't think I got that from you last time. I can shoot you over my contact info so you have me on file in case anything comes up in the meantime. So, you know, we don't have to play phone tag or anything like that.
You could text me if you want. That's fine.
Okay, what's the best number?
801.
Mm-hmm.
698.
Mm-hmm. 7098. Okay, so let me read that back to you. That's 801-698-7098.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Henry, when was the last time you actually, brought on a piece of equipment or needed some cash for the business?
A couple years ago.
Oh, so a little while ago, huh?
Yeah.
Was that a new CNC machine where you had to use it for a new job, or did you try and upgrade something?
Got a new NC.
Oh, that's nice. That's awesome. How's that been running for you?
Good.
What's how many machines do you have on your floor over there?
Quite a few.
Kind of accumulated them over the years, right?
Yeah.
How long have you been doing this? How long have you been in this industry?
30 plus years.
No way. That's amazing, man. That's very cool. So you definitely have a working knowledge of the machine industry as well as, you know, your own establishment within the community. Have you kind of, did you start off with your own shop or did you kind of work your way up?
Oh, I just, you know, started out in the welding business and I just grew and needed machining and so it was kind of all
fell in place, right?
Yeah, so, you know. Okay.
Well, Henry, I got one last question for you before I let you go here, because I don't want to take up too much more of your time, but you know, when are your customers typically net 30? Do you ever see them hit net 60, net 90? Like, do you ever run into cash flow problems?
No, my customers, I just have a handful, and they all pay their bills. So.
That's good. Okay, that's good. Because one of the reasons why I asked that is that one of our programs, the Working Capital Program, it's designed to put cash into your account so that you have money being put in, and there's like a good cash flow, positive statements, you know, per month, where you don't have to worry about hitting, you know, or being cash strapped, essentially. Is that something you might be interested in, just having a little extra, you know, cash on hand to kind of prepare yourself for the end of the year and kind of the uncertainty that comes?
Well, you know, I mean, if it does, I mean, I don't like that. We try not, you know, we try to stay as good as we can so we don't need to borrow, so.
True. Yes. No, I completely understand, and, you know, but sometimes it happens.
Yeah, it's good to know that.
Yeah, essentially what our programs are designed to do, they're designed to be customized to your business and to, you know, your needs. So if I know, I understand there's not maybe a particular need right now, but like I said, the uncertainty right now within this type of industry, it's huge. Nobody knows what's going to go on when, you know, somebody gets elected in the next month or so and how that's going to affect interest rates. But, you know, here on my end, I just want to kind of give you a little bit of knowledge on the financial industry right now. We expect to see higher interest rates go up when either one of them gets put into office, because when the new government comes into play, the Fed's going to increase rates, and that just means higher interest rates all around the boards everywhere. And a lot of my clients are kind of preparing themselves right now and seeing what rates they can lock in before that happens. So if, you know, I would like to kind of follow up with you before year's end, before new office gets put in place, so that we can see if you're really looking to bring something on, whether that's equipment or capital. We can get you possibly on our better programs before these rates start to increase.
Makes sense.
Yeah, so I just want to give you a heads up on that. And sorry, what was that?
You're welcome to call me back then.
Okay, yeah, I like giving clients and customers a heads up on that. Gives them a little more knowledge on what's going to happen and what's going on, because I don't want to leave, you know, a potential client out in the mud over there and, you know, not let them know what's going on. I like being straight with people. So what is it that you're good at? You're good at, you know, running a machine shop. What is it I'm good at? I'm good at doing finances, and I like having an equal boundary in between the both of us. So just giving you a heads up.
Sounds good.
All right, Henry. I will I'll follow up with you maybe in December, just, you know, see how things are going and seeing if you have anything coming up where we can help out.
All right.
All right, Henry, you take care now, okay?
You too.
Good talking to you. Bye.